The first phase of Skagway's most recent round of port planning is nearing completion. Consultants hired to help move along renovations were back in town last month. As they laid out short-term options for port improvements, the conversation centered on the cruise industry. The municipality hired consultants Moffitt and Nickel back in October to help find a solution to stalled progress on the port. Work on the waterfront has been in limbo since voters rejected a Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in 2015. Since then, the consultants have held three meetings to engage the public in the planning process. Sean McFarlane is leading the Moffitt and Nickel team. At the last meeting, he said there are a lot of challenges associated with the Skagway project. He said the thought of bringing larger cruise ships into the port is a, quote, daunting task.
You've got a very constricted, very entangled harbor with some existing conflicts and demands and contamination issues and ownership and lease issues. And all of these are kind of bubbling to the surface at the same time. And now you're trying to introduce some significant new, larger revenue sources and demands on it.
Throughout the consulting process, there's been a big focus on cruise ships, a major user of Skagway's port. For its size, Skagway is able to accommodate a lot of ships and a lot of people. But the consultant stressed that the ships are only getting bigger. McFarlane said Skagway has to grow with the industry.
Your status quo, what you might think of, hey, we're good right where we are, the do-nothing approach might actually cause a lot of attrition and cause you to lose cruise passengers pretty quickly and precipitously over time.
And he said they have to keep up with other cruise ship destinations in the region.
Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway should and need to follow in lockstep to continue to be the three crown jewels of these facilities.
Right now, the consultants are trying to come up with the best short-term goal for the port. They presented a few alternatives to accommodate larger cruise ships. Two of the options deal mainly with the White Pass dock. Both involve modifying the rail dock. One adds dredging next to the small boat harbor and along the shore. The other alternatives focus on the opposite side of the waterfront at the ore dock. One would involve a new outer float, allowing for additional passenger access. The other suggestion would extend the ore dock inland. Legacy contamination at the ore dock is a big challenge in the port improvement process. Assemblyman Orion Hansen asked how the two options involving the ore dock could be carried out without getting into that contamination. But the consultant said it's possible the harbor wouldn't need to be deepened or dredged to accommodate the bigger cruise ships at that dock. Using public feedback, the consultants should have a short-term waterfront plan prepared by the end of this month. They'll be back June 15th to present the results. Tim Cochran is the assembly liaison to the Port Commission. He says the process is moving along, but there needs to be more conversation with stakeholders. He's also skeptical about being able to make the improvements laid out by the consultants with the about $8 million in state grants Skagway has in hand. The team at Moffitt and Nickel is also preparing an economic analysis, port governance study, and an environmental and regulatory compliance study. The assembly approved an about $265,000 contract amendment for that work last month. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.